The Diamondbacks won tonight 11-2 over the Reds. So a great night for Arizona all the way around. Jim McClellan covers the D-backs for AZ Snake Pit, the SBNation.com site. Help us break down this trade. Jim, Matt Perrault, good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, Matt. Always a pleasure to talk baseball and Diamondbacks baseball, especially when they finish the losing streak like they did tonight.
Okay, explain to me the accent in Arizona covering baseball. I have to know. There's got to be a great story behind this, right?
Yeah. I came out to Arizona 2000, originally from Scotland, as you can probably tell from the accent. Lived in London for a while and came out to Phoenix in 2000. And following year, of course, the Diamondbacks won the World Series. So that pretty much made a lifelong fan of me, as far as it's concerned.
Very cool. Did you grow up watching cricket, or were you always a baseball fan?
No, absolutely. I watched and played cricket growing up. I never really saw any baseball at all. There wasn't really very much of it on television. There was one channel, I think, that played like the ESPN Sunday night and Wednesday night games, I think. And you'd sit up to like 3 in the morning to watch those half the time. So it wasn't very easy even trying to follow baseball over there the last couple of years. I kind of got into it a little bit on previous trips to America, but it was really only coming over here that it became possible to become any kind of fan of the game.
Very cool. Well, the Diamondbacks go out tonight and make a move. Let me start by asking about Torey Lovullo and your opinion of the first-year manager. I'm a guy from Boston. Torey Lovullo was nearly going to be the Boston Red Sox manager if they had made the move in firing their current manager. And they decided not to. Torey leaves, goes to the Diamondbacks. He's had a tremendous first year, but what jumps out at you in his first season in Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, you really can't argue. It's just simply purely with the results. Coming into the season, we were, obviously coming off a couple of very damn years, we were kind of thinking maybe, perhaps we might get up to, somewhere close towards 500. And there we are in the first couple of months of the season, right in the thick of the race for the division. He's done a really good job, I think, of kind of melding the clubhouse around him and basically getting him. He talks a lot about winning moments of baseball, and then a single at bat, for example, a single pitch, a single play in the game, and then using that as kind of a building block. And I think that really seems to have resonated with the team, and they seem to have bought into the philosophy fully. And we've seen that wasn't really that much in the way of a roster change from last year, but what we have seen is a lot of players playing better. Zach Greinke, Robbie Ray, a lot of players have really seemed to step their game up under the new manager.
So J.D. Martinez is a right-handed power hitter to come in and help the team against lefties, betting 213 the D-backs are against left-handed pitching. It's one of the worst in all of baseball, and they bring in a guy who hammers lefties, over 300 average on the season. What signal does this send to the Diamondbacks in the clubhouse and to the fans in Phoenix about the front office's expectations for this season?
Well, I think it certainly sends the expectation that the team is trying to win now. I mean, Martinez is really just a rental. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, and based on his performance in his time with Detroit, he's going to get a very, very handsome payday indeed. So this is definitely an indication the team wants to make the most of this opportunity. As I say, I mean, certainly a lot of fans didn't really expect anything near this level of performance in the 2017 season. We were kind of thinking it was going to be more of a rebuilding kind of year, but the team by this trade is definitely indicating that they want to make the most of the opportunity and go past past the wild card game into the division series and hopefully as far as possible.
Do you feel that this move is to win the wild card or to catch the Dodgers?
Are the Dodgers ever going to lose another game? It seems like it's like 30 or 34 now. I think they've won. It's an insane pace that they've had there. I think it's partly. Realistically, I think it's going to be very difficult for anybody to catch the Dodgers. They're 10 games in front and more, and it's really going to be very difficult given the relatively short schedule we've got left for anybody to try and pull in that kind of a lead. But I think it doesn't just help the Diamondbacks necessarily in the wild card. But if they win the wild card game, they would likely end up facing the Dodgers in the division series. And we saw there was a series between the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers fairly recently in L.A., where Los Angeles sent out Clayton Kershaw and sent out Rich Hill and sent out Alex Wood. And there were three left-handed pitchers, three left-handed starters that our offense really struggled against. So I think J.D. Martinez will definitely help the team as far as that goes. And even though all three of those games ended up being losses to the Dodgers, they were all one-run losses. So it's one of those cases where, you know, if things had been just slightly different, it's possible that somebody like Martinez could have tilted one or two of those games in our direction. So it'll certainly help the team towards the wild card, but it would also help them, I think, if they ended up facing the same Dodger starters in a division series as well.
Jim McClellan, AZ Snake Pit, joining us here on SB Nation Radio. You know, the Dodgers tonight went out with Kershaw winning his 15th game of the year, 15-2 now for Clayton Kershaw. It's ridiculous what he's putting together. But you look at the other teams that the D-backs are going to be running against, and it's going to be the Cubs, it's going to be the Rockies, and maybe even the Brewers if the Cubs catch the Brewers in the division. In terms of the Rockies, do you feel like they have staying power? Are they going to be a main contender here? Because they really stumbled down the stretch of the end of the first half. How do you see the Rockies and the D-backs matching up for maybe one of the two wild card spots if it comes to that?
Yeah, I mean, my concern, the Rockies came out of the gate again going great guns, but my concern has always been their pitching, really, whether their pitching had the ability to go for the length of a full season, and that really seems to have become their Achilles heel over the past month or so. And I think that's really going to decide how much the Colorado are able to compete over the last couple of months, is whether they can kind of get their pitching stabilized. I mean, they're playing in Coors Field, it's always going to be a little bit of a problem trying to get a pitching staff together. And the first couple of months, it looked like they might have finally solved that puzzle. But since then, it really almost seems to have fallen apart. And I think that's really going to be key in deciding whether the Rockies end up competing for the first wild card, the second wild card, or if they, it's certainly possible they could end up dropping out of the race entirely. But it's, there's no doubt their offense has got the ability to keep them in games. It's really a question of whether the pitching gives the offense that opportunity.
Do you think the Diamondbacks might go out and make another big move for another arm? I mean, their lineup is tremendous now, and you add the left-handed power, which is already there, now the right-handed power coming in with J.D. Martinez. It really may come down to pitching for them. Do you think they're done here for the home stretch, or do you think they might be shopping some more for maybe an arm or two?
I mean, if they're going for an arm, I think they're more likely to be going for kind of bullpen help, I would have thought, in part, in terms of resources, both in terms of financial flexibility and in terms of prospects that are available on the farm team. The team really is perhaps a little bit light in terms of trying to acquire a Sonny Gray, for example, or mm-hmm. someone like that. It could really make much of a difference to the rotation. But I think it is possible that they will still try and perhaps swing a trade for an additional bullpen arm. That's one of the things that Mike Hazen has done quite well this year, is in terms of bringing in people like T.J. McFarland. He's having a very good season out of the bullpen, and the conversion of Archie Bradley from a starter to a power reliever has also gone very well. So I think it's possible we could end up seeing some additional arm in the relief department for the Diamondbacks rather than any starting pitching.
Jim, tell me about the market of Phoenix when it comes to the D-backs right now. When you look at the Cardinals, obviously they are the number one team in the market, but they've had kind of an up-and-down run of it lately. We'll see what they look like this coming season. But hockey has been floundering in Phoenix, and we know the Suns aren't very good either. How big of an opportunity is this for the Diamondbacks as a franchise to really grab a hold of the market's attention here over the next 2 months?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly helps. I mean, the market in Phoenix, there's an awful lot of transplants. I think, I mean, obviously, I'm one of them. Although in my case, I didn't really have much of a baseball transplant previous fandom to bring to Phoenix. But an awful lot of people do come from places like Chicago, like St. Louis, and they usually bring their previous allegiances with them. That does make it a little bit difficult for the Diamondbacks. I mean, certainly some of the home games that they play, the stands are almost as full of fans of the visiting team. Mm. It's very much a fandom that is based on success, for example. And that's really kind of what gets people excited here at this point. I mean, the franchise is now, it's coming up for like 20 years old, so you're now beginning to get to the stage where people are kind of, who grew up, have only kind of really known the Diamondbacks being here. And they're kind of getting to the stage where they now have their own disposable income. So I think the fandom is gradually strengthening, but it's very much a case of results breeding interest. And I think we have seen that. The attendance at the Diamondbacks games have improved. I mean, the first the first couple of months, it was really, really low. It was a record low attendance of, I think, barely 12,000 for one game earlier this season. But the numbers have definitely perked up. They've had some good promotions. There was a $50 summer pass, which basically got you into the upper level for, I want to say, 20 or so games this year. And, and you know, that seems to have helped. And again, just winning baseball is really just proven very key to getting fans through the door again and getting them engaged and interested.
Yeah, hopefully the people pick up, because my gosh, this move is huge. But the lineup, yes, they needed some punch. But pitching wise, I mean, they're second in the National League in ERA. I mean, they've done a really nice job. I mean, they went out and got Zach Greinke. He's come back to form this season. I mean, there's some real nice storylines going on right now for the Diamondbacks. And I think as we get deeper in the summer, more of all of baseball, we'll start to pay attention to what's going on in Phoenix and what's going on with the Diamondbacks. Jim, great stuff tonight, my friend. I really appreciate the time. Let's do it again.
No problem. Pleasure speaking to you. And certainly I will hopefully get a chance to speak to you in the playoffs.
Absolutely. That's Jim McCullen from AZ Snake Pit, the SB Nation site covering the Diamondbacks, joining us here on Game Night.